the best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I'd like to welcome to the studio Mr. Idris Hossein. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. He's the treasurer of the Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychologists. Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychologists, one of the executive members. And he is here to talk about dealing with stress, managing stress in a busy world. And, you know, we started talking off air and, I was trying to break the ice. And we did. We had a good laugh, thinking about, discussing these types of topics. And I had to be honest and say, I know that I'm talking to a psychologist and I wonder if I'm being psychoanalyzed. And then I asked him, do you get that a lot? Meeting new people. Is that a question that you asked a lot coming into this?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, yes, so what I was saying is that, yes, so you do get it a lot. As soon as you hear, even when I was a student, you hear, oh, you're studying psychology.
And your instant wall goes up because, you ain't doing that to me today.
I have to be careful what I say around you, So then I'm like, when I started practicing, I started realizing that, I started telling them, no, actually, I get paid to do that. I'm not going to do it for free at this stage.
It's a little off topic, but have you ever gone to like a social event and, your friends ask you to do it for kicks?
Yes. So actually, yes. So there was the T-Tap recently. There was the T-Tap social event that we had. And there was another psychologist there. And I know she probably has a... she was on the executive at some point as well, and I know she has a knack for kind of analyzing. I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my kind of hobby as well. So I asked her, I said, let's play a game.
And it's for fun sometimes, but I guess you could get a little personal and people get a little agitated. But dealing with stress in a busy world as a psychologist, what would be some of the immediate tips that come to mind?
Yeah, so, well, of course, so stress is an unavoidable part of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have stress all the time, right? To get to the tips and all of that, what we can do is...
A little closer into
Right, so dealing with stress, basically, you can do things like, just take a break, take a breath, There's this technique that we say, the 4-point, so you take a breathe in for 4 seconds,
mm-hmm.
Hold it in for 4 seconds, and then breathe out for 4 seconds, breathe in through your nose, hold it in and breathe out through your mouth. And that actually helps so much, just taking a break and just relaxing, because there's so many different stressors, in our environment every day, but one of the things, we in Trinidad, we have the beaches, we have so much outdoors, so much sunlight, right? I remember when I was studying and living in England, there was no sunlight.
Yeah.
Take that for granted,
It's a dreary kind of situation. But I'm now saying to myself, when can I, within the 3 hours, go outside and take a, look at the sun. So I guess we have to adapt based on the jobs that we're doing, yeah?
Yes.
And what are some of the top indicators of stress in the workplace?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of them, when you feel tired a lot, right? And irritable. The biggest one is irritability. We feel irritable. And then one of the things that people and even patients, when I see in the public system, they tend to overlook is the muscle pains. So you see people a lot holding their head and kind of squeezing it, or holding their shoulders, and they just kind of squeeze any tension out of their shoulders. But they don't realize subconsciously what they're doing is kind of trying to self-soothe that stress that's overwhelming them. That they're not managing well, and due to that, they have all this built up tension that's now resulting in physical symptoms as well. So when you look at someone and they're just so stressed and they're squeezing their shoulders, that's a big one as well. If you see a coworker and they're squeezing their shoulders, sometimes we call it out and we say, you're looking stressed there, but really they are stressed. They're squeezing that muscle, to try to self-soothe, Of course, you have a lot of different symptoms. We have things like appetite. Some people overeat, gain weight when they're overwhelmed, and they can't deal with it. Some people don't eat at all, right?
So you see different extremes of the symptom.
Yes, yes. So, well, of course, the main thing with stress is you're looking at, you know, the extremes with anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of anxiety, you know, you're forgetting things, you're doing things wrong, things that you're routine things that you're accustomed doing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that anxiety builds up, you know, and it just kind of gets to a point where you find yourself doing, acting in a way that, you know, is just not like you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's so many different things that lead to stress as well. You know, we have acute stresses, right? Like grief and death and all these things, whatever. But mm-hmm. then you have in the workplace just general stress with your bosses and with your co-workers and all these kind of relations.
So how do you navigate those stressful triggers, especially in the workplace? Because you've got to be here for however many hours. You know, in some cases it's from 9 to 5. Right. Lord have mercy.
Right.
So how?
Yeah, no, of course, I understand. One of the big things, I think, is kind of just pace yourself. Take a break. Know when that you're starting to build up that stress. Take a break, you know, in between.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get up and just take a little walk around the office area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a big thing people overlook as well is healthy eating.
Right.
You know, so it's very difficult as well, especially with, you know, the kind of costs of you know, financial costs of food. But believe it or not, there's a actual mental health benefit to eating less processed foods, for example, eating healthy. Here in Trinidad, we have so many fruits that grow here. Take advantage of the actual environment, you know, of the fruits. It's so cheap.
They have some others who would see that, okay, so starch mangoes being in demand around this time. So let me increase the price, which is stressful in itself because, you know, those who love starch mangoes can't afford it because the price is too high. Yeah. What other things can be done to relieve that stress?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, when you say in the workplace, there's also a factor where you can relieve that stress, right, through outside of the workplace so that you're at a lower level of stress. So the thing with stress is that a lot of people don't know stress comes in three levels, right? We call it the green, the orange, and the red level. The green level is tolerable stress. The orange level is intolerable stress. And if that is left unmanaged for too long, it becomes toxic stress.
Mm-hmm.
So where we say, you know, layman terms, that's toxic to me, that's toxic, you know, this person, whatever. But really, it's the stress that they're causing is toxic to you. So, you know, you can go do self-care activities, you know, go outdoors, go watch a movie, go to the beach again, you know, Trinidad.
You could do all of that as an employee, but still come and meet the same stress in the workspace.
Right.
How do you deal with that? If it is that you do all the self-care stuff and you still find that these stress levels are where it is, what options do the employee have after that?
Yeah, so of course, if that is something that's overwhelming, you can seek help for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do have, you know, so I'm from the TTAP, Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychologists. You can go on the website, TTAP's website, if you do want to see a psychologist to kind of, you know, talk about the stress, the overwhelming feeling, what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go, you know, again, financial issues is a big thing, but we have a lot of public free services are there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple in the public system, but people don't know about it, and it should be something that people are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
You go in to any accident and emergency, actually, and there should be a psychiatrist on call. And in
that is some interesting facts, interesting news, in that I never knew that the accident and emergency provided that.
Yeah.
I guess with trauma, you would have to have some sort of expert on site to be able to give the tools to the patient to navigate through that.
Yeah, so this the process goes through a psychiatrist who then refers to a psychologist. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, in Central, there's also the stress clinic. So
mm-hmm.
there's psychologists there that can deal with everyday stress, you know. So they would give you a referral from that system, from their system. You can be any GP. It doesn't even have to be accident and emergency. It could be the GP clinic, if you like. And they can give you a referral to go see a psychologist as well, you know.
One thing I recognize, what is the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist.
Sure. So a psychiatrist would more assess the pharmacotherapy needs. So they would more look at the stressors, put diagnoses as well, whether it's major depressive disorder, or as we call it, name it terms, depression,
mm-hmm.
or we would say generalized anxiety disorder or situational anxiety, which is, we say anxiety. And then they would put a diagnosis based on what they're seeing here, whether it's OCD as well, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder. Mm-hmm. They'll put the actual diagnoses there. So a psychologist, right, a clinical psychologist would be able to look at that and look at the diagnoses and say, right, that is something that's going on. Now let's look at how we're going to treat that. How are we going to deal with that? Let's put a plan in place. Let's talk about the issues. And sometimes the issues are so deep rooted, you know, there's so many familial issues, you know, at the home environment, you know, and then of course some of them you have to go back really far as well, with personality disorders as well too. A lot of personality disorders as well kind of hinder people from moving forward. And you know, a lot of the things from their past and from childhood as well need to be addressed and needs to be restructured on a cognitive level. You know, and that's something that we really as psychologists need to kind of put in place. We call it CBT therapy, right? Cognitive behavioral therapy.
If it is that you're in a work environment that you realize or recognize that there are toxic operations within, how you as an employee can safeguard yourself not to dive into the madness.
Yeah. So I think speaking out is an important thing. There are a lot of things that I see employers can do. So there are things like, you know, you can kind of make suggestions like providing flexible work hours, right? Wherever they can, right? Provide breaks in between, or at least encourage breaks in between, you know, wellness programs as well too. This is an important thing, especially in the public system. There have been a bunch of companies that have reached out to the public system, for where, and then we go and actually do mental health awareness programs, and this, this the same things we're talking about here is the same things I usually kind of explain to them, and a lot of things they've never heard about before. Like for example, they don't understand how stress works and the levels of stress. They just know that they're feeling it, you know, they're just feeling the symptoms, you know. So you can, employers can actually reach out to the public system or even the private system as well too. So for example, TTAP, for example, and actually get a psychologist to come and educate you on how to recognize that stress and how to deal, maybe some general things of how to deal with that stress. Now, of course, when you see a psychologist, they actually put a tailor-made program in place based on what they're hearing you are going through, based on also your lifestyle and what you are receptive to and what you've tried in the past, what worked and what didn't work, and all of that comes into play with deep psychotherapy.
In terms of the workforce, be it managers and habits within the organization, have there been developments or things that they are trying now that seems to be working within the workspace that you could probably see work in Trinidad?
Yes, no, of course, definitely. And this is something I think, yes, I have seen in England, and I would like to see it more in Trinidad. Employers can really try to find ways to make employees seem more valued as an employee and to seem more heard. So exactly what I'm saying, having an open door kind of policy where if there's something you think that might work, you know, come and let me know. And then maybe an employee might come in and say, let's do a mental health wellness program. I'm going through a lot of stress and I'm hearing my coworkers saying the same thing. I would really like someone to come in. Can you guys do something about that? And then an employer can email TTAP or email the public systems. It works like that. We do that. And those things are actually free of charge most of the times.
Right.
Sometimes with TTAP as well too, we, you know, there's a cost attached. But it is so beneficial, you know, because you're not aware until you are, right?
Yeah. I've heard that some companies have decided to put in things like green rooms, serenity rooms, scream room. I see. I can't remember which country it is, but you go into a booth, a soundproof booth, and you know, the monitor goes up. So you stand up and you scream. Ah!
Right.
And then the light goes on and you see it reaching whatever level.
Right.
And if it reaches a particular level and it says, okay, well, yeah, you probably need some assistance with that one. You know, are there other things that we could look forward to that probably could be applied here in TNT?
Yeah, so that
wouldn't cost the employer too much money, because you know the bottom line is... is something that finances, they consider. Yeah.
Well, no, of course. So the same, that same thing, that scream room sounds good, but what that would essentially be is a safe room. So I don't think it's only for screaming. They would also have a meditative also
aspect.
In my experience, some people work well with letting out their anger, right? I know there are some people that would have anger issues, especially, and they vent it out. I know some women that have anger issues and they vent it out when they're driving, you know, and then they clip mirrors.
Isn't that, wait, hold on. You just marked a sentiment that probably most men think about on the roads. You see women drivers. It is not so, but
No.
I digress.
But I do see, I do personally see some drivers, let's not go with the gender, but some drivers, they do have a lot of, they vent a lot when it comes to the driving, aggressive driving. Mm-hmm. And then you see, next thing you know, a mirror missing and a mirror clipped here and there, whatever it may be. But the thing is, that's what I'm saying. Some people, it works with venting out and screaming. Whereas there are some people that would rather, would because of their personality and because of their upbringing and because of what will work for them, meditation and calmness and, you know, kind of putting in even a nature looking, a room with, like, you know, a lot of fox greenery, you know, where it looks like, and that I've seen actually in England work, where they had a wall that was carpeted with grass, right?
Okay.
With fake grass, of course, fox grass, the ones that they put to make it look the lawn or whatever. And it, you know, because of, well, England not being a place that you get to see, and
green,
cities as well in general, you don't see greenery. That was a kind of way to get in touch with nature, get in tune with nature, and feel like, you know, you're at peace. And it's a meditation room. It's a safe room, essentially. Mm-hmm. So some people would be more the calmer side, then some people would be more, they need to vent that anger out because the stress can cause them to feel angry inside, you know. And some people explode and some people, you know, kind of implode, right?
It just kind of shut down.
Yeah.
What about the sensory side of it? Are there recommendations for that? Because some people are tactile.
Yes.
Yeah?
So yes, that sensory thing, I've seen, sand tree therapy work a lot. And, you know, the magic sand, it is amazing. You need to feel that it is something else, you know, and just relax and vent that out. And, you know, you use that magic sand. That could be, again, part of a safe room. So I think essentially a safe room with a lot of these different various apparatus helps a lot too as well. And decorating the room in a way that would help, you know. I know there's also people that use these rage rooms as well, where these, you know,
oh, break things.
Yeah. Woo. That helps. But of course, in a workspace, that might
that may not help you.
Yeah.
I was asking the question because this is not the first time we've done this session with you all. I asked the question if there are rage rooms in Trinidad and would it be something that would be beneficial to our society, seeing as, you know, with all the reports, you know, with so much anger, you know, probably that should be on the list to do for self-improvement.
So actually there are two rage rooms that I know of in Trinidad.
Really?
And
okay.
I actually did recommend rage rooms for patients in the past.
Interesting.
And there's one I know, I think it's close to St. Augustine area. That one, they have these bottles, they have bottles, they have a TV, an old TV that they use, you know, different, depending on any package you choose. And they have a punching bag as
they
well.
They have packages.
Yes. Yeah,
they have levels of rage.
So they bring in all these things, right? They bring in all these different things that you can break and destroy. And they tell you, you can destroy anything in this room, you go ahead, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's padded or whatever it may be, I'm guessing. And, you know, you just destroy. You know, they put on this protective suit on you and you just destroy everything in there.
That is so paradoxical in itself because you are, from the time that you are in school, they always tell you that violence is not the answer. You know, lashing out and hitting out and expressing that anger, that's not the way to go. Yeah. And here it is now, however many years later, they're recommending, well, yeah, there is a rage room in, you know, that area that you can go to and destroy things. What brought that process to be at that point?
So the answer to that is actually pretty complex. So the thing with managing your emotions and managing stress is a process. So, and because it's a process, you need to be ready to be able to have that stage of acceptance, have that stage of zen or a meditative state where you're comfortable with yourself and you're comfortable with your life. At some point, especially when you have the acute stressors, right? You have things like, you know, divorce, and you have things like, there's a lot of infidelity as well that happens, you know, all around the world. Those things are really, really, you know,
emotion driven.
Exactly. And it's a certain grief that you feel. But in that process with grief as well, you have depression and anger. That's the process, and it switches and it goes in between. So in those process, in that process now, you have that angry stage where you feel like you just want to, you know, lash out. That, I think, is where when you're at that stage, something in a controlled environment may be more productive than, let's say, uncontrolled. But then again, it's not for everyone, you know. And again, because that's why I mentioned initially that some people may want to vent and some people may want to just calm and be at peace. You can reach that level of peace and inner peace, but it takes a process for you to get there. And sometimes that process means that you need to lash out at sometimes, you know.
Mm.
So minimal amount of regrets. I don't use the word regrets anyway, but it's a strong word. But minimal amount of regret with the maximum amount of venting. You can get, you know. And I think that's where that rage room kind of comes in handy.
Spin on my head, kind of, because like I said, you've been kind of zoned into thinking that type of expression is not healthy,
right?
You know, and you keep it all bottled in. But what we're realizing, especially with focus on mental health within the last couple of years, you realize that holding it in is not the best way of dealing with these types of issues. What are some of the how can young people listening figure out what is the best way or safe way to vent that anger or vent that emotion and still be in a space where it's more productive than negative?
So, okay. So in this case, you're talking about young people, meaning that, of course, the maturity level would be most likely a bit less, and the experience as well, life experiences would be a bit less than, of course, someone who's a bit older, more experienced and more lived.
Mm-hmm.
So due to this, I would say that the way to answer that question is a support system. So in Trinidad, again, we're using it cultural based, right? Trinidad, we all have that auntie or uncle or support person that we could talk to, mm-hmm. and they would have a certain level of wisdom, let's say. And I think just bouncing off ideas and being receptive, and I think that's something that you need to really open yourself up to, even as a teenager, which obviously we're all rebellious as teenagers. Because we want our freedom. We're going through that stage of kind of figuring out who we are, and parents are now holding us back, you know. So I think one of the things is, and I deal with children a lot too as well, parents also need to be supportive and understanding, you know, and kind of have a certain level of kind of inclusiveness into, mm-hmm. okay, this is what real life looks like. Let me include you in these activities. Let me include you in these things that we're going to do, like as an adult as well, but little snippets of it. So you can see, you know, you can get some experience there. But if you can't speak to your parents, which has been the case a lot when I worked at Child Guidance Clinic, a lot of parents didn't know anything about their children and what was going on, which was shocking to me. The aunt or uncle, the support system, the grandmother, the person that, you know, is the safer person, and that's like a therapist in itself, you know, because that's what a therapist does.
Would you suggest that in the workspace?
What would you
translate that in the workspace to be?
So that's a very, very, that's a very mixed bag there.
Yeah.
We do have on one hand that there are some people who listen and they tend to want to help, and they tend to want to kind of, they give good advice, and they have, obviously everyone has different lived experiences. So the mm-hmm. wealth of experience and taking from what you need and understanding that this is something that can benefit my life is important. But again, with the workspace, we do have a tend of a culture as well too, where our information gets spread through. Whereas when you're seeing a psychologist, you have that safe space where you know that legally we're not able to tell anyone mm-hmm. what is being said here, with the exception of if you're homicidal or suicidal, right? And even then, we still try to kind of talk them off that ledge before we really contact, you know, the mm-hmm. whatever. But yeah, so in the workspace, if you really are seeking help and you need that help and the only person you do have is our co-workers, you can try to talk to them, but you kind of, and sometimes you can't help it because you need to let it out at some point. You're overwhelmed and you're stressed and you're irritable and you just don't know what to do, and you know, you're feeling like you just can't come to work anymore, you're burnt out, you know. Because you have that toxic
burnout is another topic we could touch on, but when you finish, answer.
So
because it's a very real thing.
I did a bunch of burnout sessions as well. We could get into it now.
What is burnout? Because that's like a trending term that is bandied about now. What is that about?
So burnout is exactly what I described previously. It's where the stress level becomes intolerable and then toxic stress syndrome hits you. Mm-hmm. So burnout is when you're exactly like we said, overwhelmed due to toxic stress syndrome. So you shut down. You're not able to do anything more. You tend to, in the workspace, what it looks like is you tend to, you know, your heart not in the job anymore. You forgot why you're even there. You know, the money may not be making any sense anymore. You know, the benefits kind of don't outweigh the cons anymore. So and you feel like you need to kind of, you know, just have a change of life, you know, a change of lifestyle, and this job that you have right now is not worth it anymore. You know, again, same thing with stress, because it is toxic stress, right? Syndrome. So you feel irritable, you know, you tend to withdraw yourself, eating habits change, that kind of thing. That's how burnout looks, actually. So what we were talking about as well too could also look like burnout. That is specific to the workplace though, you know, with burnout. You know, of course you could have burnout with various different things, you know. You could have burnout in your marriage as well and all of these things, but definitely in the workplace burnout looks
like disinterest, separating yourself, I'm learning a lot today. Vacations, do you think that is a positive thing if it is that you're thinking you're in the process of burnout?
Right. So as a psychologist practicing, I would tell you that also has two sides to it. You need to figure out if getting out of your home, meaning where is the stress coming from? What is happening? You know, where are you? Do you need to be distracted or do you need to just sit down and relax and be at home? You know, so some people do need to kind of distract themselves by coming out to the workspace. Some people may need to stay home and take a vacation and relax a bit, you know, or even further, take a change of environment, go to another country and kind of, you know, visit there and relax and, you know,
tan out, as they say.
Yeah, tan out. Well, a change of scenery does help a lot, because most of the times the stressors is active in your life, right? Whether it's your family or it's your co-workers or your boss or, you know, your wife, your husband. These things are, you know, there's always a clash of personalities and a clash of interests and a clash of ideologies. And because of that, getting away from all of that most times would help you, you know. But you have to be at that level where you're ready to just kind of not think of it, you know, and not whatever.
Leave it outside.
Yeah.
Leave it there. And just enjoy what you have in front of you.
Yeah.
So any other tips that you can give us before we close off today? I mean, that was a really good session. I like that. You know, especially dealing with the workspace. Now, workspace is different industries would apply, I guess, different techniques. But what would be the most general tips that you can apply across the board?
Well, okay. the general tips is kind of pace yourself. Right. Feel yourself, what you're going through. Be mindful and think to yourself, am I, you know, at a stage that I'm dealing with these things? I'm dealing with life, as they say, but really, yeah, I'm dealing with my stress, you know, because stress is a part of life. Right. But we're not supposed to let that control us. And that's the most important thing. Make small changes. Right. Take care of your health. Right. And lean towards your support system. That is so important to have a support system. And if you're lacking a support system, as I mentioned, mental health is free in Trinidad. We have a very good health system when it comes to actually access to these services, you know. You may hear mixed reviews of whatever, but at the end of the day, it is all there. It's all free. You know, on paper you can see the clinics and all that if you Google mental health. And they have been promoting it a lot recently as well. So you can look at that, Google that, and you'll find that, you know. those things make our biggest difference, you know, and you know, your mental health and your well-being is your greatest asset, you know, so
yeah. Would you suggest carnival as a form of stress relief?
So
I had to because, you know, Chinese always say, well, yeah, that's my stress reliever. I go out on the road and I, you know, free myself. Would you consider that?
Everything in moderation, you know, right. if it works for you, fine, that's mm-hmm. okay. You know, I mean, I know there's excessive amounts of alcohol use, but that's not everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, you pace yourself, right? If you're going through something, if you know that you're a level of, let's say, depression, and you are feeling suicidal, for example, you know, that does happen. It happens way more than people think, by the way. Mm. Sometimes you ask a question, you know, are you feeling to end your life? And the answer sometimes is yes, but no one asks that question to that person until the point where it happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you are feeling that like that, alcohol would perpetuate that issue. So mm-hmm. I would say definitely Do not engage in alcohol. Probably take a break, relax, and assess yourself. Figure out what's bothering you. Taking away from that as well, too. You also have to be careful, and you don't want to do any impulsive things where it would make you feel worse the next day. Because alcohol would make you feel mentally worse the next day, and maybe you might feel to act on certain, you know, impulses that you felt initially.
Mm-hmm.
So again, feel out yourself, kind of talk to someone. Again, talk to people. Talk to ask someone. Is you think I should do this? You know, you think
you need to put in front of that. Talk to people who you trust, because like you said before, a psychologist or psychiatrist is by law recommended that it doesn't leave that room. But I guess it's really speak to people who you trust.
Yes, no, definitely.
More than likely, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely seek that help. You know, there's no shame in feeling the way you do. And people, a lot of people wait until it reaches the point of serious stressed out, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about stress, but we're talking about stressed out to the point where you are majorly depressed and you're thinking these thoughts. And then they go to seek help. At that point, it's like an onion. You know, you have to peel away those different layers.
I like
layers
that analogy. Onion. You reach the core.
The core, yeah. Mm-hmm. And at that stage, you really have to kind of get deep into it before you can actually start to see any kind of difference in your life. So I would say, feel yourself, figure out, am I stressed? Am I dealing with this well? Am I overwhelmed? Am I seeing signs of stress like we spoke about with the muscle aches, whatever, you know, irritability? And then kind of seek the help before it
gets
reaches
too
that
late.
Stage. Yeah.
TNT, I hope that you took in every minute of this interview so that if you're in the workspace right now and hearing Freedom 106.5 FM, and you may identify, could I say that, with some of the things that have been said today, what are the association numbers that they could probably call and contact for assistance or just go to an emergency room?
All right. So there's if you Google the so there's a lot coming out from the government website, the gov website, where you can see the mental health clinics, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you check that on Instagram or you check that on probably you just Google it, there's a lot you can see there in terms of the clinics it's themselves on where to go. But I would recommend that the easiest and the best way is just go to any health center, even any medical doctor can write a referral to see the psychiatrist in that organization.
Mm-hmm.
And from there you can go to you'll get a referral to see a psychologist to deal with that stress completely free of charge through the public system. Or you can go to the TTAPS website, right? Trinidad and Tobago Association of Psychologists. There's a listing of psychologists there, and there there's information on their specialities, there's information of their offices,
The areas that they would be in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the areas that their office is. I know some people as well, they do this unique type of like myself, for example, they do this unique type of system where you can meet at a Starbucks. Not every issue may be dealt with there, but people are very much comfortable with that.
Why Starbucks though? But I hear you. I guess it's the appeal.
No, it's actually the locations. They're very convenient.
Convenient. Okay.
So people
I'm
who
not
are dealing
ponging
with this,
Starbucks. Just understand what I'm saying. It's just, you know.
But the thing is, people who are dealing with these issues usually aren't able to come out too far because they're very withdrawn and isolated, and they tend to stay inside and kind of wallow in their sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, the easier accessible it is to get to, you know, without paying a lot of money to go do a home visit, for example, you can do that as well too, you know.
I thought that some of the messages would have been questions for this interview. But here's an interesting thing. Probably it could be recommended as a stress reliever. Someone is saying, I don't know who would like this, but if you're into sky gazing, the planet Mars near the full moon tonight. So probably as a stress reliever, you know, take out your friend, honey, or whatever, to go and see the stars.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that one. Calling all sky gazers, look out for the planet. Interesting. Quickly, if anyone has any questions for, do I call you doctor?
No, it's Mr.
Mr. Hussain. For if you have any questions, quickly before we go closer to the news at the top of the hour, we have about 20 minutes. And if you get that information at 306-1065. Any closing remarks? No?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, I think we've covered mostly everything, you know.
So basically, you have to be aware of the environment that you're in, make aware the resources that are available to you.
Yeah. So what I would say as a closing remark is that, you know, managing stress is not about eliminating it completely, right? It's really just about building that resilience to mm-hmm. the stress, right? And finding that balance. Right? In the Caribbean, we have unique resources, as I mentioned. We have the culture, you know, we have the carnival, we have the beaches, you know, we have the environment, we have the greenery, mm-hmm. you know, we have so many different things we can utilize completely free. We have the savannas that we can walk in. The sun is such a benefit. I remember living in England, I haven't seen the sun in 2 years at a time, you know, mm-hmm. each 2 years passed and I'm missing the sunlight, and that sun actually feeling it on my skin every time I came back was something that I actually felt like the rays getting into me, you know, and that helps a lot too. It helps a lot with sadness, you know, and it relieves anxiety just seeing that greenery, you know. So
having house plants is not a funny thing.
No. That's really great. Yeah, that helps. That really does help.
Taking care of something that doesn't necessarily take care of you. Is one of those ways of relieving that stress.
Yes. So another thing too, as a big stress reliever, especially if you're a lot of people are lonely, is kind of getting a puppy as well, you know. You can get a puppy or mm-hmm. cat if you're into cats. You know, I know puppies, dogs, they usually just unconditionally just love yes. you and whatever. So they have to be trained. So a lot of people prefer the finesse of a cat, you know, that just kind of...
Or the no trouble like a plant.
Yeah, or plants. Yes, mm-hmm. I know some people. I know some people who are into plants, and they properly do, you know, gardening and all that. Even some women as well, women and men, and they do the planting and outdoors, and they put it in a pot and they bring it in and whatever. And that really is relieving. That's stress relieving as well.
I enjoyed this interview. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Hussain, and I'm hoping that we will see each other again as the series continues.
No problem.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.